Well, good evening. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. Welcome. Every Tuesday night, we bring you pretty much the world's worst news and the world's greatest news. Which do you choose from? You can get them both on the Insight Hour. Tonight, I, first of all, have to give it up to the Creator for the glorious blessings that we've had all week long. Just tremendous movement has been made this week with the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O, with a lot of wonderful people coming online, supporting us, getting on a deep level, on a heartfelt level, as well as a heart-mind connection, what we're really doing here. There's a divine synchronicity flowing in a lot of people that's happening right now internationally, and that at the forefront of this is this whole understanding of who we are as digital, bio-holographic, precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. And so the Concert for the Living Water is really attracting kindred spirits, awesome people all over the world, very, very conscious, very, very creative and talented, into the clear channel of love, which is 528 hertz frequency. And we're at the forefront of humanity and reclaiming our dignity as truly divine human beings, our divinity that is really shared in everyone's hearts. And so we're really reclaiming and revealing this magnificent, literally, kingdom of heaven on earth. So this is what I'd like to dedicate this show tonight to. I want to give it up to the Creator, thank the Creator for blessing us in so many ways. And then I want to share also with you folks that we're sponsored by wonderful companies who have been sustaining us through your gracious purchases of everything from books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, healthcare equipment. HealthyWorldDistributing.com brings you the Insight Hour, has been for, oh, gee whiz, when I was doing this on Genesis Communications Network, how many years ago was that? Back in the late 1990s through to the present day, the Insight Hour has been on at least once a week. And BBSRadio.com, thank Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, the Newsom family, and Seth and Engineering for bringing you the Insight Hour every week here on BBSRadio.com, where you can hear probably the world's most conscious and forward-thinking and articulate hosts. So we bring you the reality, both good news and bad news, that, you know, most places you can't get this quality of service. And so I want to thank these folks and sponsoring the Insight Hour, and thanks to HealthyWorldDistributing.com and your purchases were sustained. So I want to also tell you that many of the things I'm going to be talking tonight is our publications. We're actually just advancing now. A hydrosonics journal, a whole journal that looks into water, how magnificent it is, leading up to the revelations and the concerts of everybody going to be participating in Live H2O. This is coming summer solstice. You know, the summer solstice, the brightest day of the year, the longest day of the year, where we're literally bringing in the music of the light to transmute the music of the night. And that's what the Concert for the Living Water is all about. It's about restoring that which is broken, replacing that which has been kept missing, and then literally opening our hearts to this glorious, literally, kingdom of heaven manifesting on earth through our hearts, through literally prayer, heartfelt loving intent, because that's exactly how you have been vibrated hydrosonically into existence, even right now. That's what makes you as a digital bio-holographic. Digital means mathematical. Math is the Creator's language. Creator's prayer, in this case, manifesting you. Through love and joy, that's the intent, to create co-creators, to blossom, to bear wonderful sweet fruit, to bless humanity optimally with divinity differentiated throughout humanity, regardless of race, creed, color, religion, culture. Everybody has literally got a clear channel broadcast of the Creator. Through this heavenly throne, the religious world, they call it, is, in the scientific realm, a musical, mathematical matrix. Musical mathematics is what makes the universe spin and tick. Everything is timing, and everything is frequency vibrating. And ultimately, what's manifesting is the glory of our Creator in us, through us, as well as all around us. Magnificent jewel of a planet in which we literally steward with lunacy and insanity. We egoic human beings engaged in political life, engaged in economic life, engaged in life as business as usual life, and ultimately what we're looking at is same old manipulation and egoic control over things that we shouldn't even think we should control, such as Mother Earth. The natives used to think about this in meaningful ways. They couldn't understand how the white man could come and claim property. How could you own something that literally sustains us, uplifts us? You can't own that. You got to be an egoic maniac to be claiming that. Meanwhile, that's the culture in which we've grown up. The culture in which we now find ourselves on the brink of extinction. You shall know them by the fruit of their labor. Stupid is as stupid does. The reality is we've gotten ourselves into a mess, and the only way that we can get out of that mess is literally by literally moving ourselves hydrosonically to freedom. The reality is that that's what creation is. If you want to create a new world, one that works for everyone, one that eliminates poverty and pestilence and wars and brings peace on earth, and eliminating things like dehydration and starvation, unnecessary political impositions, socioeconomic frauds, manipulation of the population maximally to literally profit a few at the expense of the masses. So the reality is, no, we're not a communist on this station, we're not a socialist on this station, we're not a Democrat or Republican on this station. This broadcast is about divine declaration of sovereign freedom for humanity. The truth shall, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, set us free. And the greatest secreted truths have the capacity to emancipate you completely. So that this is about complete, total emancipation, and this is a proclamation of divine judgment and justice that's being rendered right now on earth as it is in heaven, because the concept of heaven being right here, right now, in fact, that's what Yeshua, Jesus, once said. He said the kingdom of heaven is near. Did not mean temporally far off in time. It's right here. It's right now. It's all around you. It's in you. It is you. And you're manifesting out of this thing that the scientific physics world calls the musical mathematical matrix. We who have prayer and love in our hearts and a full appreciation of the way that was taught by Yeshua, not this dumbed-down mind control, enslaving indoctrination, dogmatic manipulation of the population. It's a free, open, loving proclamation that I make right here, right now. We proclaim that we are the music. We proclaim that we are the justice. We proclaim that we are engaged in this system of balance and holistic reality that reflects divinity everywhere we look. The signature of the Creator is very apparent on everything. And now as we open up the worlds of science that bears recognition and evidence to support this claim that, unfortunately, the fools that declare themselves, that call themselves scientists and wise men, the fools that call themselves this, that allege this, have no ears to hear this. They have no ears nor eyes to see the documentation. Well, guess what? Their time is limited. Because now we've gotten so many blessings that the Creator has been moving forcefully with, and we're moving, advancing so incredibly fast forward in this spiritual renaissance that we're now blessed to deliver to you scientific evidence of what I'm talking about here. So here's the topic of the show tonight. We're just about to pop with the Journal of Hydrosonics. The Journal of Hydrosonics is going to deal with everything that is the truth about water that shall set us free. You see, water, in the beginning there was a creator, there was the water, even before there was the word. Go back. You've heard me on this program. I keep emphasizing this. I keep saying this. If you're new to us, then maybe it's the first time you've heard it, but those of us who have been around together for a while now, sharing these airways every Tuesday night, we know that water is part of the triune God. Because even before the Holy Spirit was mentioned in the Bible, there was the water present in the Bible. Because in the beginning there was the Creator, there was the water. And then the Spirit of the Creator hovered over the face of the water and divided the water from the water to create a dome, to create a firmament, a musical mathematical matrix of reality into which the word, sound, frequency, math, mathematics, simple mathematics, 1 through 9, that's all she wrote. There are no more numbers to the universe. 5 to 8, 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, that's a 6. That's the miracle 6 tone. You know, it's so funny, it's amazing. You know, the Christian world runs away from 666. The doctrine, the dogma, is that the 666 is the mark of the beast. Well, you know what? Although it is the mark of the beast, it's not inherently evil. The beast may be evil. People working within the beast may be evil. In fact, they are. We know it. You know it. But the 666, which is a godly number, it's one of 9 numbers that the Creator created. So there's nothing inherently evil about 666. Ultimately, we realize it's the manifestation of the frequency vibration that brings about physical precipitation in this quantum field. The religious world calls the kingdom of heaven. So that's how you're manifested, through the spoken word out of water. That's why the journal Hydrosonics and the concept of researching and developing our knowledge and applications of hydrosonic engineering, how the Creator works creationistically through the spoken word, frequency, sound, math, and those vibrations through water manifest. And water, what is it? As part of the triune God, it's an absolute musical, mathematical mover and shaker in all ways. It moves the frequency vibrations the water does. It is a superconductor. It is a liquid crystal. A liquid crystal. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is the Creator's name told to Moses at the burning bush. Moses wanted to know who he was dealing with. Creator said to Moses, I am that I am. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm becoming. And I am, and I was, and I still will be forever and ever. Tell that to Pharaoh when you tell him to let my people go. And Moses said to the Creator, well, you know, I'm not sure about this. You know, can you give me some more information? So the Creator said, I'm the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the tetragrammaton, some Bibles say, of the four-letter word that pronounces the name Most Divine. And so, what does Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh mean? It means to breathe is to exist. The life is in the blood because the oxygen element, number 8, is in the blood. And that the frequency vibration, number 1, water, H2O, hydrogen, the universal donor, the virtually exclusive composition of the sun that gives us light and sustenance and the rainbow color through water. That's how we're precipitating. We can't fully see the rainbows all the time, but we are the manifestation of love at the center of the rainbow manifesting in reality right here, right now. Hydrosonically, water and sound. So the beautiful honor that I have this week is to be popping up on the internet at hydrosonics.com, a journal for the Hydrosonics Institute for Research and Development that we're also initiating this week. And again, this is about 5.5 months before the main event, Live H2O, the concert for the living water. Go. Do not pass go this week. You go to LiveH2O.org on the internet. LiveH2O.org. That's your homework assignment this week, folks. Brothers and sisters, I plead with you, make yourself aware of what the great Creator has in store for us and the revelations divine that are going to lead us to that glory. The door is open to you, and so is the website, liveh2o.org, and integrate that knowledge. Reread it if you have to 2 or 3 times. Let it sink in. Let the knowledge that shall set you free maximally to be all that you can be, literally let it sink in. And take it to heart, to the inner core of your heart, which is resonating in 528 frequency of love. So that's essentially, it's an honor for me to be sharing this information and revelations with you tonight. That website, again, that's going to go up very shortly. Don't go on it till tomorrow. It's hydrosonics.com, and the first article in the Hydrosonic Journal will be, quote, synthesizer retuning to the perfect circle of sound. You know, why do we call it that? What's a synthesizer? It's the main musical instrument that drives most bands. Synthesizers have limited the tuning. Typically, they're tuned into a 440 hertz frequency. In this article, you're going to learn how a 440 hertz frequency is, just like the English language, a manipulation that has spiritual dampening effect, literally a suppression of your spiritual inheritance, the constant flow of divinity to bless humanity maximally has been shut off by literally the wrong music. Now, that music that's being played might be right for some people sometime, but not right now for most people. And though you can fool most of the people most of the time, now you can't fool this person, and we've popped up on the internet an article that's going to prove to you why it is that literally the Rockefeller-directed cartel that has brought us the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, genocide and slaughter of millions of people for decades has now been exposed royally. The game is over. The darkness must flee from the light. Literally. That's what happens. That's how you know the power between the Creator and the satanic forces are those who are not living in integrity with divinity according to the law of frequency and mathematics and how everything is perfect in the matrix and nothing's missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven and how it manifests in you right here, right now. Literally recrystallizing you every microsecond in this quantum field, in this hydrated atmosphere. This concept that the Rockefeller military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel does not like you because you're thought of as something less than divine. In fact, you're considered less than a canine. That's right. To these monsters, unfortunately, that we've got to bring peace to, as well as forgiveness in our own hearts, too, because that's the Creator's way, and I know that's hard for a lot of us. Particularly hard for me. I'm the king of anger. For those of you who know me, and have been listening to me since the mid-1990s, you're well aware of how I have personally tried to move myself beyond the limitations of my own anger. Now the truth that shall set us free includes forgiveness. Forever giving. Forgiving. Forever giving is what our Creator is doing. Always giving us more and more and more and more. Even though we take it for granted, like the air, the water. The living water we take for granted. The air we take for granted. Every breath is a conscious act. If you are a cetacea. You know what that means? If you're a dolphin or you're a whale, every breath you take is a conscious act that you're grateful for and that you literally experience fully and from a human being virtually immeasurably the joy of bringing in the Creator's element number 8 for your sustenance. Every breath is a conscious act. Wouldn't that be nice if we human beings took a lesson from the cetacea? So if we did, we would breathe much deeper all the time. What a blessing that would be. We'd have breath releases. We'd have stress releases. We'd have rebalancing of our spines as our bones click back into balance because we've suddenly breathed deep enough to expand the chest and pop those upper spine subluxations of the bones and impinging on the nerves that the chiropractors deal with all the time, day in and day out. What a wonderful blessing it would be if we could simply bring some breath of life to that dementia that we've all suffered. We've forgotten who we are. Literally, we've forgotten how to breathe. We don't even consider consciously the blessing. So this is the concept now. We're in the process of changing that. So when I talk about the first article, synthesizer retuning to the perfect circle of sound, synthesizer is something that pulls something together, isn't it? Synthesize. You bring one thing to another. How about synthesizing divine-human communion? How about bringing the Creator together with humanity? What a joyful experience. What a celebration. What a modern gospel, the great news. That's the musical mathematics of what we've been blessed with, folks, I'm telling you. For those of you who want to do a little bit more study, go to www.love528.com. LOVE528.com will give you background on the love frequency, the one of 9 core creative frequencies in the perfect circle of sound. I think I'm going to recommend that for you first because I think we all need, most importantly, particularly at this time in history, a lesson in love and a sound of love, an uplift in love. So you can go to www.love528.com and learn a lot more. That's going to give you the background to fully appreciate what I'm telling you. We are on the verge of a complete spiritual transformation. Historic spiritual renaissance events that are happening, synchronicities, divine appointments that you and your friends are keeping. And more of us are in tune. More of us are in the flow than ever before. What a blessed time in history. As maybe 2/3 of the world's population are engaged in killing themselves. Because they simply are too ignorant to understand how divinity works within their heart to bless humanity instead of curse humanity. The dog-eat-dog world that we were trained exists is for canines. Maybe. Quite frankly, I don't think canines would treat each other as disrespectfully, arrogantly, and dangerously. As humanity. So essentially now I'm going to share with you a scientific paper with implications for bioenergetically healing all the nations. You know, this is the book of Revelation fulfilled, isn't it? You know, the very end of the book of the Bible, basically, I think it's about the 3rd or 2nd verse before the end. Or a paragraph before the end, it says that in the end the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, whose banks will be lined by trees, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. If you understand that verse in the Bible, you don't really need to read Hydrosonic's journal. You don't really need to read anything if you really understood that fully, immeasurably. Let me just give you a summary. In the end, the beginning, I am that I am, there is the crystal clear water that shall once again flow through the rivers and streams of the people. Our bloodstreams will carry that divine flow. And around us, we will have the trees of life, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. Look around to the botanical world. Most of the leaves are what color? Mostly green. This is a very green botanical world in which we live. Chlorophyll represents the number one electron receiver, energy receiver from the sun, the source of all the hydrogen. So the source of the hydrogen, the source of the light, the source of the electrons of every reaction that takes place comes through that sunshine, comes from that sun source, comes even in, when solar flares happen, they increase dramatically. A lot of energy comes to Earth, bombards us, and what picks it up mostly is the botanical world. The algae is probably not going to mind, ultimately, if humanity annihilates itself. The chlorophyll probably won't mind either. Maybe that's being a little harsh. Maybe I'm assuming that they already don't commune with us when maybe we're the only ones that are not communing with the rest of nature. Maybe their DNA, a sacred spiral antenna to the Creator, literally allows them to vibe onto us and get us, and kind of like the dolphins do when you enter into the water and the dolphins are swimming around you, they feel your heart. They know what's going on inside your body. For free, they do a sonar analysis. All the systems in a micro instant are scanned by the dolphin sonic beam. And they, because of their hearts, are connected to the divine source, always giving, always forever giving, simply taken upon themselves, recognizing the unity throughout creation and humanity. Unity of the cetacea with human beings, the heart of the dolphin, then connects to the heart of the human and administers a free blessing for healing. Quite frankly, I think based on that understanding, which is now confirmed in science, we should literally retire all the medical deities. All the doctors should close down every clinic and sojourn to the oceans. The oceans of living water, where the most intelligent beings on this planet, the cetacea, sing to each other, nurture each other, and cry among each other about the pollution and the degradation and the sonic vibration from the Navy manipulation that's affecting the magnificent living water, bringing death and disease to various species. So this is the reality we've got now, the understanding of divinity, how it works hydrosonically to uplift and engage everything, including humanity, you and me. And so this is now what we've got to look at. How are we going to synthesize, bring together, and bioenergetically heal ourselves and our planet? And that, in essence, is what the first article in Hydrosonic's journal is going to be relaying. Here's the abstract. Let me just read this to you. Quote, in this preliminary study, a synthesizer was retuned to the perfect circle of sound. In advance of investigations measuring neurophysiological responses in humans to varying frequencies of sound, 528 hertz, a central wave formed within the original solfeggio musical scale was used to begin construction of an octave determined to most reasonably approximate a standard melodious scale. among the perfect circle of sound notes, only 417 hertz and 741 hertz frequencies required exclusion due to their dissonance within the scale. This study evidences that standard tuning in A, 440 hertz frequency, is equivalent to 741 hertz F-sharp frequency in the solfeggio, the ancient solfeggio. Both are bioenergetically degrading to the whole chakra system. The chance that this precise association between the ancient and modern scales might have happened by chance versus by sinister imposition is discussed. End quote. What did I just say? Here's what I just said. A little simplified. For those who have been keeping up with our research, we know that 528 hertz frequency is one of nine musical miraculous notes. It is the mathematical matrix of the universe. It's the center of the matrix. At the center of, like, the figure eight. You know, it's, you ever wonder that there's one spot, one point where the vortexes cross, or where the vectors of the eight and that line of the eight, the double toroid structure of the universe, the eight, where those two lines cross, that's the center. Now, you've heard it said, as above, so below. Well, the reality is, as it is in the macrocosm, likewise it's in the microscopic realm, and the eight, the center of which, is the center of the rainbow. At the center of the rainbow, which is the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum, there is 528 hertz frequency. So it's the heart of the universe. And because your green chakra, literally your green chakra, vibrates at that same frequency, this is the first evidence that we have that shows that the center of your heart is connected to the center of the universe. Scientific evidence that is extraordinary. The question is, how shall we bless humanity with this knowledge and revelation? Well, we're going to do it with a concert for the living water. Most of you have been listening. Again, go, please, liveh2o.org and contact all your friends and family and relatives and politicians and wake them up. What we're going to be doing is blessing humanity with a love frequency that is literally going to be restoring everything, particularly divinity on earth, as it is in heaven. It still is on earth, you see. We humans have just got to tune into that frequency. And the currency, the blessing of prosperity in all ways, the currency. Current means flow, like a river of water. Current means now. It's flowing right now. From the sea of eternity and divinity, we are receiving all blessings, all prosperity. What a time to be alive. What a time to enjoy completely this incredible sustenance, this download from the Most High. Gee whiz, aren't we blessed? So that's the concept, is how are we going to bless others maximally? And the understanding is that we're energy beings. We're bioenergetic, electric, like electrogenetically operated, tuned, love makers, peacemakers, healers, divinely appointed beings who have a mission to facilitate salvation instead of degradation. To bring people, all people everywhere, to divine communion for an eternity versus this short-lived existence that we call life or business as usual or the normal geopolitical genocidal manipulation of the population. Sad what is going on in the Middle East today. Hideous. It's an atrocity. It speaks not of Jew or Muslim or Christian or Buddhist. It says nothing about anything except absolute, absolute satanic manipulation for profit and population reduction. It's simply a war machine that's operated and does not care about you, me, the children, the environment, nothing. It is not human, it is alien. The question is, now it's time for us to deliver the message that's going to bring people to this revelation and a fuller measure of understanding that they've been targeted and victimized by this manipulation. It's time for the Emancipation Proclamation that shall set us free from these demonic entities. And that's what this program of Insight, that's what our colleagues work, that's what all of our friends and family is doing. Let me just check what time is it. I've got 7:36 Hawaiian time. For those on the East Coast, God bless you for staying up all night long listening to Dr. Len. We've got about 20 minutes. I don't mind opening up the phone lines to any of you callers who have a question or comment on what we've talked about a little bit tonight or in previous shows. So I'll just open that up. If you want to join us, please be my guest. It's 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. That's toll free. And then stay tuned after the Inside Hour tonight for our friend and colleague Don Nikoloff in Evident Footprints coming up on BBS Radio. So now, let me get back to this issue of where we are going with this, really. You know, in terms of, let me just talk a little bit about the concert and some of the people and where we're going over the next several months. And from that, you'll get some sort of a sense about where humanity is going to be going, those who survive the judgment that is now picking up steam. You know, this whole concept of an exponential acceleration into degeneration is likewise accompanied by an exponential growth in a spiritual renaissance in people's hearts and an uplift. So, you know, we've got, again, the world's worst news on the Inside Hour and the world's greatest news. So the concept where we're going right now, we're looking at so many blessings. Imagine, give you some suggestions of where we're going right now, and you'll be able to think about how wonderful this is. Imagine that the music that you've been listening to, you would realize is not particularly helpful, and imagine that there could be simply a couple hertz frequency retuning of that music, and that if you would start to play that music, those colors within you, literally those frequency vibrations within you, within your Holy Spirit-filled temple, would suddenly start to vibrate. I think we've got a call. Let me say, hey, welcome to the Inside Hour. Who's calling?
I'm here. This is Mark from Tacoma, University Place, Washington.
Why? Hi, Mark. How's University Place treating you tonight?
Wow, I'm on fire.
I just love it, man.
I listen to you every week, and of course I listen to Don Nikoloff too, and a lot of wonderful people on the radio, on BBS Radio. They're a wonderful station. Absolutely support them.
That's how I feel about it, too. Don Nikoloff, if you see, you shall know them by the fruit of their labor, and you recognize BBS Radio is the fruit of Don's labor. I'll tell you something. You know, I'm talking about Don Newsom. You know, Don Newsom.
Yeah,
Don Nikoloff,
Newsom,
of course.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And the two Dons, I get confused here in my state of whatever you would call it. Before I do an Inside Hour, I usually pray, and the Creator blesses me. So, Mark, tell me what's on your mind, and what's on, more importantly, on your heart.
Well, you know, I'm trying to evolve myself, you know, and meditate every day and stay up on that. And I visit a lot of websites on a daily basis, and I get emails every day, and I try to share those with my friends and, you know, to spread the light.
Have your friends also been experiencing a lot of blessed events in their own lives?
Well, you know, I'm a musician, and So I go out and I play on a weekly basis, and I see the music increasing. All the jam sessions I go to, I see the vibration and the music. The music going in a higher elevation.
Are folks that you know retuning to the solfeggio?
No, I don't think people are quite that. It's hard. Everyone is still so distracted. I'm so frustrated when it comes to that. I really am.
Well, that simply shows that that the Creator's in your heart. You're really a true human being, son of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that that's a simply acknowledgement of what the work that we need to do. We simply have got to administer a blessing big time for people in need.
I do not give up, and sometimes I've been on a learning curve because I don't want to alienate myself from all my friends, so I have to be careful on how I plant my seeds because people are being manipulated by all these minions that run our government that have stolen our freedoms and our country, and just like everything you've been saying, and they're all brainwashed, and
they are
sad.
That's right. But the beauty is that now you and I have a choice and a calling. Given that if we were to all align our personal wills with the Creator's will, we'd be in far better shape. In fact, the steps of the righteous are ordered, says the Bible, the steps of the right standing. That if you're standing in the flow, essentially the people, the places, the things, everything, all of the resources that you need to do whatever you need to do are going to come to you. That's just the contract. That's the covenant. That if you have full faith and trust and you open your heart fully to that divinity,
yes,
you will be protected maximally and directed maximally. And so this is the concept that, Yeshua said, Jesus said, he says, men live by more than bread alone. This concept that literally this whole frequency of divinity, the musical mathematical blessings that are pouring out from the kingdom of heaven is available to us to sustain us maximally. And if you are engaged in that frequency, if you're engaged in that clear channel broadcast, then you're going to follow the voice. You're going to follow the direction that you're getting, and you shall know them by the fruit. It's real simple to know, are these blessings versus curses?
Well, I'm ready to learn and absorb like a sponge.
Well,
and,
so am
and,
I.
And that way, I feel that way, what you just said is the people will probably be able to feel it easier that way and be more acceptance.
Yeah, and what I've also noticed is that, if we were okay within ourselves, if we recognize the divinity expressing itself in our reality, whether that's hideous, which is a reality in some cases, you've got genocide, you've got the war currently in the Middle East, you've got all these potentially problematic issues that somebody's got to have to deal with. But the reality is that it is a blessing versus a curse to clean up that mess, because really what it amounts to is us literally expressing divinity, expressing love, expressing balance, expressing the way that things can be righted or right standing, righteous, and that ultimately it's up to every single one of us to take the power that we have within our hearts, which is connected, as I said, to the Creator's heavenly throne, and literally the creative domain. And so now we have the capacity to do tons of things in our power. This past week, I've heard from about, at least a half a dozen awesome organizations, including Live Earth, including, I've got right here on my desk some magnificent people, Whirling Rainbow Foundation from our sister, White Eagle Medicine Foundation, woman who's developed a grandmother drum that has the capacity to literally uplift humanity, and she tours the world making peace concerts. So many people are now in the flow of service, which is of divine service,
yes,
that cosmologically it's also shifting. What you need, here's what I would recommend for you, brother.
Okay.
I would recommend that you pray to the Creator to simply bless you fully, maximally, with this divinity, this literally this movement into the spiritual renaissance to administer the full blessing for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, and those who don't, to clear out of your entire life. That should make people a lot, you know, a lot of life easier for you. If the people that would be drainers and suckers of your energy and who would not appreciate the love in your heart and the service you render and your music, as you now grasp the full measure of opportunity by retuning your guitars and synthesizers to divinity instead of the A dumbed down frequencies that's been cursing humanity, suddenly now your life is going to be a manifestation of your prayer. Which it is anyway, but we're just now recognizing that that's what's so. What I just said has profound implications, starting with the Creator.
Okay.
Because the spoken word is the Creator's prayer. The Creator prayed at the beginning of creation to create you and I.
Yes. I hope to continue my study with you, and I will be there. Whether you know it or not, I'll be listening and I'll be reading and learning. And I'm definitely promoting OxySilver. I'm sending those the websites out. I've had two bottles myself now already, and I've convinced it's absolutely fantastic.
I love it. Don't you love it, brother?
I do.
Totally love it. I got a blessing today too. I got to tell you this. American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine conference was December 11th through the 14th down in Las Vegas, and I attended and I presented a paper called Hydrosonically Engineering Freedom from Infectious Diseases. And there was a camera crew there that was really very, very wonderful. They came divinely synchronous to the appearance of some amazing people. W. John Martin, MD, PhD, who I had never met before. He is the co-author of my book, my national best-selling book, my first national bestseller, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. I've only spoken to him at length over the phone. Never met him in person. The moment that he showed up was the moment the video crew showed up. And the beauty of what John Martin's heavily engaged in now is he's got all sorts of wonderful therapies for autistic children that integrate this more advanced science that we're talking about here on the Inside Hour, hydrosonics, the full measure of understanding about holistics and therapies that go way beyond intoxication and inoculation and decimation of the population through these allegedly public health manipulations. This is crazy what they're doing. But John,
it makes no common sense, and it's quite evil, although I don't think it's evil like people, you know, like these people, I believe they know right from wrong, but they're just all hung up on making greedy profit.
Yeah, I think on the most levels that's the case.
Because I don't really believe in the devil as a lot of religious people do. I believe that they're possibly was Lucifer, the fallen angel, and he's taken his power and done some pretty things against the light.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. When I say satanic, that's precisely a great definition for me. That's exactly how I feel about it, too.
Lucifer, he's a fallen angel.
Fallen angel. And it's exactly, it's the music of the night that Lucifer directs, and that's what we're doing. We're extinguishing and or transforming the music of the night with the music of the light. He was also the angel of light, the fallen angel of light. Well, just what? That's pretty powerful because he's got control over the sun. And that's a power source that the Creator created. So we got a major challenge, but the beauty is that he doesn't control the light, the full measure of light. we hold in our hearts the Creator gave us as a covenant. And that's what we can radiate to set humanity free from every plague. That's the covenant. That's the contract. That's the promise. And so let me just get back. So John Martin met us at the Oxy Silver booth, and it was fabulous because it was such a divine appointment, and it was caught on video. So we're going to be posting that on YouTube and a couple other clips that came from this wonderful conference regarding Oxy Silver. So look forward to that also. The Oxy Silver website, folks, if you haven't been on, we're offering for you a free, literally there's no hidden costs. We're going to give you $6,600 worth of web services and your own website, a turnkey business, if you'll help us save lives. Just go on oxysilver.com, oxysilver.com, and go down to the bottom of the page. You'll see affiliate sign up. Just put in your name, your address, your email address, and essentially that's all you need. After you create your password, we're going to give you your own website as a full partner. You get a 40% payout on three levels. That's a great partnership for no money spent on your part. There's nothing that you have to buy unless you want to. There's nothing to stockpile unless you want to. And what you all you have to do is help save lives, tell people about it. That's exactly what you did tonight, brother.
It's absolutely wonderful. It's a miracle, and I'm taking advantage of it, and I feel that everyone should.
Because, yeah, I totally agree.
Like you say,
absolutely.
It will save lives.
It is saving lives. You should see all the beautiful thank you letters that we're receiving from Africa. We donated about 900 bottles of OxySilver to Ugandans, and Peter Wassart from the Wassart African Youth Movement was in charge, and he's engaged in developing the concert for the living water at the source of the Nile River right now. That's one of his main projects right now. Like, as we are doing the same thing in Hawaii, and Nadia Somer is doing the same thing in L.A., and J.J. Hertak from Keys of Enoch is doing the same thing in southern England, and Saul is doing the same thing in Cardiff, Wales. People, folks, are coming on to LiveH2O.org, sponsored by OxySilver.com. All of your money that's coming in, anything that we're not giving back to you, by the way, you should know is going into the concept of the living water. That's where all the money that we're making with OxySilver is going, because it's a Creator blessing. Literally, the Creator blessed us with OxySilver to save lives. And how does it work? Hydrosonically. The most powerful ingredient in OxySilver is the frequency vibration of love, 528 hertz frequency, that's being superconducted by not just the water, because the liquid crystal is a superconductor, but by the silver. Silver is a powerful electrical conductor. Along with copper and gold, it is the best electrical conductor. So you're conducting love. You're synthesizing the Creator and humanity through the human heart, prayer, intent. Everyone who takes OxySilver, please pray before and during taking it for your healing, for whatever ails you. And it is meant and designed to amplify your prayer, because that's how the Creator works, through prayer manifesting through the spoken word, sound, frequency, through water. And that's how we human beings should take a lesson from the Creator and literally recreate ourselves in health versus disease.
You know, I have kind of my own ritual and of how I take it like that, but I always, every morning, I take one capful and I put it under my tongue in my mouth for probably, 3 to 5 minutes, and then I just let it flow down my throat. And it's literally, I know every winter I usually get a sore throat here, and that's how it always starts. And I've had a sore throat already, and as soon as I've taken a cap full of that under my tongue, it goes away immediately.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that wonderful? That's exactly what our experience is.
Absolutely.
I want to tell you how wise you are. You are so smart for taking OxySilver that way. Because that's what you're administering to yourself, the greatest blessing that it has potentially to serve.
And it's best with an empty stomach, no food involved, because it goes directly into your you know, capillaries and whatnot. It isn't blocked by anything that way.
Yeah. And, okay, folks, you're realizing that love is the universal healer. It's the source of our sustenance. And so this is what you get. You get a constitutional remedy. You know, homeopathics or Bach flower remedies, they have a frequency resonance in the solution, in the water. And that's what this is. It's a 528 love remedy constitutional that you're taking that's amplified dramatically by the silver, which is literally part of the water molecule in oxysilver. So what happens when you take it under the tongue, that's so smart to do that, what happens is that it gets into the blood very quickly through the blood vessels underneath your tongue. They're huge, the veins and the arteries there, and it brings it in as a frequency vibration instantaneously affecting every single cell, gets a love blessing, a love vibration. And so that's what you feel. And on an empty stomach, when you're meditating and you take it under your tongue and you just sit back, you'll get all of this love vibration, a sense of it. And it literally is what the Creator uses to heal everything. It is the essence of the Holy Spirit, love is. And it is always the Holy Spirit that heals. It's never chemicals. It's nothing to do with pharmaceuticals. It is about love, literally restoring us and sustaining us.
Well, I'm absolutely excited about retuning my instruments. And I know I don't even know exactly how to do it yet, but I have to learn from you, and I hope to make it to your summer festival this summer.
You're gonna co-create it. You will make it to it. There'll be many venues, and they'll also, for those of you who can't make it, we have a lot of elderly people in Healthy World Distributing that support us and love us. And for those folks, all you have to do is go to your local library. You'll be able to join us, and you'll be able to actually program your own program for LiveH2O.org on that website. You know, there's an instrument tuner, brother. You got to go to the instrument tuning section of www.love528.com, okay?
Okay, love528.com, okay.
Yeah, and at the top of the page, the home page there, you will see there's a menu, and it says in that menu, 528 Tuner, 528 Tuner. Click on that, and then you'll go to the pages that deal with retuning your synthesizers. We've changed that recently. It's going to be changed dramatically as I put a link to this scientific paper in the journal Hydrosonics. And then you'll also be receiving an upload within the next 24 to 48 hours of specific instructions for synthesizers and musicians who are going to retune synthesizers. We use the Korg synthesizer called the Oasis. It's one of the top-of-the-line instruments in the world, if not the top. And we have now taken a protocol, given you a protocol on a YouTube video. You'll be able to watch YouTube, and we're going to take you through it, how to retune the synthesizers worldwide.
Wow, this is amazing. This is incredible. You know, I'm pretty involved in music, and the friends that I hang with are too. I live in the Northwest music scene. There's quite a bit of music scene up here. We've had groups like the Wailers and the Sonics, and my good friend is an engineer, and he's involved with both.
You know, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you know, the time of the Inside Hour is up, and I'm going to have to ask.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Love you.
I love you too, and I'll call again and again. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much for sharing the Inside Hour and what we're doing with everybody.
Folks, thank you.
Yeah, nice to be with you. Thank you. I want you to stay tuned for Don Nikoloff, who's going to be bringing you Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Again, check out the website, liveh2o.org, liveh2o.org, and become part of this magnificent movement towards what we know in our hearts to be ideal, peace on earth. Love you. Talk to you next week. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Bye for now.